Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. That's one of the versions. That's one of the anniversary versions. Folks, it's the 21st anniversary of Gerald Celente being a member of our Brain Trust. He's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Hey, Gerald, happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you.
You gave me a happy birthday song last segment. I'm giving you a happy anniversary song this one. I'm not sure that's ever happened before, but thanks for 21 great years, Gerald.
Well, thanks for all that you do and all the people that you help.
Well, we appreciate you very much. We couldn't do without you. So, Gerald, we're talking about the Trends Journal. Gerald's publication is the outstanding monthly Trends Journal, which I can't do without around here. And Gerald, thanks again for publishing this. And what the big thing is in the headline in your journal this week. Or I guess this week, last month, the most recent one I've got is what you call the Trump market bump. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, the markets are going, you know, we were the first to call the Trump rally back 2 weeks after he got elected in 2016. And we said in 2018 there would be a correction. And there was.
Yeah, thanks to the Fed.
And then we changed our forecast when Powell, the Fed chairman, said on January 4th that they were going to be patient raising interest rates. And that's the beginning and the end of the story. It's all about cheap money.
Mm-hmm.
All the stuff you're hearing about trade wars doing this and that, trade wars, it's nothing.
Does that bother you, Gerald, let me juxtapose this on top of what you just said, and you help me sort this out. Small businesses who made it through the lost decade did it because they deleveraged. And so, ironically, all those decades where we were borrowing money to grow our businesses and interest rates were high, it was killing us, right? Now interest rates are nothing, and small businesses aren't borrowing money, Gerald. They're either not doing it, and they're not growing, or if they grow, they're able to grow organically with retained earnings. So my point is, interest rates going up a quarter of a point are a non-event, a literal non-event out here on Main Street. And every time they even talk about rates going up on Wall Street, they go nuts and the thing collapses. Help me reconcile that. Does that sound like a good way to do business?
Well, it's monetary methadone, and the only reason the markets are going up again is all the cheap money. And as you well know, Trump's tax cuts, which you talk about, who did they go to?
Went to corporate America. Very little came to small businesses.
And that's a fact. It's a fact, according to the Tax Policy Institute. So where did that cheap money go to? Stock buybacks.
That's right.
They had over $1 trillion worth.
Yep.
Yeah, you did too. As did we. Because that's what happened the last time they did it under George Bush. So the money goes into stock buybacks. So when you say the Trump bump, the rally's going to keep going in the equity markets as long as the addicts keep getting cheap money to keep investing in the markets.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's as simple as
but
that.
I understand how that drives it. But what I don't understand is how one tick up in the interest rate makes them go nuts and literally potentially causes a crash that could cause a recession and hurt small businesses who didn't have anything to do with any of that. That's the part that drives me nuts.
Because small businesses are getting smaller and the bigs are controlled. That's why you have, whether it's in Algeria, Sudan, you name the place with all these riots going on, France, it's that there's the inequality. So it only hurts
the very big. The tax law sure demonstrates that in the most dramatic terms I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, so there you go. So again, going back to why we're calling the Trump bump, is saying that, yeah, the markets are going to keep going, and all this noise you keep hearing, it's been going on now for 3 years. Trade wars, trade wars, trade wars. There is no trade war. All of Trump's tariffs that have been put on China to date affect China's GDP by 0.7%.
But it has put pressure on them over there, Gerald. And you can't
no,
get
all
around.
I'm saying, it's not affecting the equity markets.
Yeah, no, that's
the
right.
The equity markets
right.
have moved. That's all I'm talking about.
They baked it in. Go ahead.
They keep saying that the equity markets are going up and down for 3 years because of trade wars, and they're not. The equity markets are doing what they usually do.
Mm-hmm.
They go up and they go down.
You think the China deal with the trade deal with China is going to happen? You think we'll get
yes.
one? Yeah.
Yep.
I do too. You think it'll be? You don't think it'll be wallpaper? Or you think it'll be substantial?
Wallpaper.
Yeah.
Not wallpaper. It'll be moderately successful, but nothing great. You know, it's interesting, by the way, in the presidential reality show that's going on, you now have Bernie Sanders, who, you know, is labeled a socialist.
Right.
He's coming out and saying that Trump's trade deals with China aren't strong enough, as well mm-hmm. as the ones with Mexico and Canada. And he wants even stronger trade deals.
Hmm.
And the reason I'm saying that, because that's going to be one of the major issues of the presidential reality show. These are going to be them.
This is going to be the nuttiest one we've ever seen, folks. This new one coming up. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Gerald Celente. TrendsResearch.com is the website. You can find all the publications there, and you'll be smarter when you do. Please go there and check it out, folks, and you'll thank me later. Tintel, right back with Gerald Celente.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.